Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're on 95 headed home, please be careful. Turnpike, the same, of course. If you're listening up in Treasure Coast on 106.9, we're glad that you're with us. If you're regular listeners, welcome back. If you're new, stay tuned and hang in there because tonight's going to be a really, really important show. We're going to talk about something that I tell you every time I do my public speaking gigs. I get more questions about this subject than virtually anything else. We're going to be talking about long-term care insurance tonight. Long-term care insurance is something many, many people have, and even those who do have no idea what it is, what it covers, how to access it, when to access it, and what to do if you have trouble accessing it. And then added to that, a lot of people want to know, is it too late to buy insurance? So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. My guest tonight is, I think, if not the foremost expert, certainly one of the foremost experts in long-term care insurance. Attorney Stephen Dunn is here, and he's driven all the way up from Miami. I can't thank him enough for doing so. He is a good friend. I'll tell you more about Stephen in just a minute. I do want to give, as I have been doing, the support groups that we're taking care of this week, and I want to invite you to them. So the first one is if you're struggling with Parkinson's, if you're a family member with someone struggling with Parkinson's, there is a support group tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It's 11 to 12:30. It's at Discovery. Right here in Palm Beach Gardens. It's a Parkinson's support group at Discovery Village. Please, if you feel the need, don't hesitate. It's free. It's great advice. Meet other people going through what you're going through and learn some things along the way. For Alzheimer's support, we have two this week. On Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Lynmore in Fort Pierce, Tino Negri is going to be conducting a support group for family members of those struggling with a loved one who has Alzheimer's or related dementia. And Tino, again, at the other end of our listening area on Wednesday, will be at Artis in Boca Raton. That's at 4 o'clock. So the one at Lynmore in Fort Pierce is at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Tino will be at Artis in Boca Raton at 4 o'clock. And I encourage you, if you want to talk about Alzheimer's disease and the struggles with dealing with a family member, those two, one of those is for you. I encourage you to go. But now I want to get to my guest, who is here, as I said, to talk about long-term care insurance. Attorney Stephen Dunn specializes in long-term care insurance. He comes to it naturally, not having originally focused in this in the practice of law, but because his father was denied his policy, he took it upon himself to address the problems with his father. And he is now probably one of the most powerful advocates for people with long-term care insurance that you will ever know. He knows more about this, about what's involved, about the terminology, about the terms, about how to access it, when to access it. Stephen is a good friend of mine. This is the third time over the last 8 years that he's been here. I wish he could be here more often because his information is just that important. So, Stephen, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. I'm doing great. Good. Thank you. It's great to be back. Thank you.
So I mentioned that when I talk about long-term care insurance, I get asked a lot of questions. The question I get asked the most lately is, what do I do about all these outrageous price increases? Every time I open a mailbox, and it's going up 40% and 50%. So what's going on, right? Sure. And what should we do about it?
Right. Let's start there. It's a huge problem, and I'm seeing cases now where some insurers are requesting 80% and 100% premium increases.
Wow.
And the people who are receiving the notices are people who are well into their 70s and 80 in that age range. And the individuals who are receiving these premium increases are people who've been paying their premiums for many, many years, they're being offered alternatives to the increase. One is just to let their policy go altogether with some benefits available to them. The benefits under that scenario are usually the sum of the premium payments they paid in to date,
right,
which is a significant reduction in the value of their policy.
Right.
Another alternative is to reduce the benefits that they would otherwise be entitled to. So, for example, if somebody has a lifetime benefit policy, they're being offered an alternative to shrink that to, say, a three-year policy in exchange for a lower premium increase. Or if there is a policy that has an inflation benefit rider, they may offer to reduce it or take it away completely in exchange for shrinking, in exchange for keeping the premiums lower. Not doing away with the premiums, but keeping them lower. And those calls come in on a regular basis. People are calling me all the time asking, what should they do? Well, the first question I usually ask these people is, how old are you? How do you feel? Most of the people, like I said, are in their late 70s, 80, 81, 85. And what people do not understand is what it takes to actually qualify for policy benefits and the importance of understanding that. Because if people don't understand what it takes to qualify, they don't know what they have. And there's a statistic out there that's very alarming to me. There are a couple of them. One statistic is that between 70 and 75% of policies end due to the death of the individual, not because the benefits ran out.
Wow.
Which means that people are starting too late to use their policies. Another very alarming statistic is that many, many seniors out there are relying on their loved one to be their caregiver instead of using their policy.
Right.
Over 60% of the caregivers are predeceasing the care recipient. They're dying before the person who's actually receiving the care because the strain of caring for your spouse, and usually the spouses are of similar age. So the spouse or the loved one has their own issues and challenges, physical issues and challenges. And when that person is now being tasked with taking care of their sick loved one, not only is there an emotional strain, but the physical strain is overwhelming. And that's why those people are dying before the care recipients.
So when the mailbox opens and you get the premium increase and the panic sets in, because there is panic, you know, you're absolutely right. You get these people, their income is probably fixed at this point. They're probably not still working. You know, they were paying, you know, X thousand dollars and now they're paying X times two. They don't really, can't really afford it. They're kind of panicked. I tell everybody, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I tell everybody that none of those offers is in your best interest. Every one of those offers that you get to take one of the alternatives that you identified or articulated, every one of those benefits the insurance company. It's never, ever in the best interest of the insured to reduce the length of time. You know, I mean, you gave the perfect example when you're talking about the lifetime benefit. You can't buy a lifetime policy today. They don't exist. So if you have one, you have something that cannot be replaced.
Correct.
So of course they want you to shorten the term, because if you have Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's, you could live for 10, 12, 15 years with that disease and you could really use the money. And we're going to talk about using it for assisted living. We're going to talk about that later mm-hmm. in the show. But you're actually looking at it even from a different perspective, which is there's a way to kind of beat that, legitimately beat that, not do anything other than take advantage of the terms of your policy to prevent that increase.
Correct. So
let's talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure. So most policies have a feature called waiver of premium.
Right.
Most of them do. And those policies that have a waiver of premium, what that means is if an insured person goes on claim and is receiving policy benefits, their premium payments will be waived for so long as they're receiving covered benefits, covered services under the policy. Now, that in and of itself is not a reason to start using the policy.
Right.
And I tell people, you know, don't start a claim just because you have a premium increase. There's a far greater urgency for why people should be using their policies sooner than later. One is the statistic I told you. People are waiting until they're really sick to use these policies, and these policies are not designed for that. They'll cover people who are very sick, but the whole idea around these policies is to bring help in early in order to allow people to remain as independent as possible, which means that if somebody is beginning to struggle with their activities of daily living, they're having trouble getting up and down. Maybe they have a tremor in their hand and they're having a hard time with a zipper or a button or a bra or whatever the case may be. Those people should not be waiting, God forbid, until they fall down, break a bone, end up in the hospital, then rehab, and then home, because what, you know what happens there? It's called a cycle of decline.
Right.
And the idea of having people with you earlier than later is to make sure that you're protected and to prevent you from an early accident. Now, let me explain a little bit more about what that means. These policies, for the most part, don't require somebody to be, they don't require somebody to be wheelchair bound or bed bound to qualify. In fact, most of the policies allow for what is called standby assistance with their activities of daily living. That means that having somebody close by, because you might be at risk of falling or whatever the case might be. So standby assistance means that somebody's close by so that if the insured person is struggling or they're losing their balance, the caregiver is there to make sure that they don't fall down or hurt themselves. That's called standby assistance.
Right.
These policies do not require a caregiver to actually physically bathe you or dress you or toilet you or lift you off of a chair or put you into a chair. If you need that, of course, those services
right.
would be covered.
Precisely.
But the bar is very, very low. And what I encourage people to think about is to get care early so that they can remain as independent as possible and avoid falling into a cycle of decline.
So you and I have talked about this on many occasions over the years. This is a multi-pronged conversation. We can go in a lot of different directions. I always get asked, you know, when is the right time to access a policy? And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about doing it sooner, not just to stave off a policy increase or a premium increase, but because you can access the policy. And then there's a couple of benefits of that. One, you get help. I know from a provider perspective, people who access help get better faster. They stay healthier longer. That's what you're talking about. It's about quality of life.
100%.
Right.
It's about quality of life.
Right. And the other part is it also is somewhat of a prevention thing. And in the case of somebody where they've gotten a big premium increase, this can be a financial increase for you because now you're not going to have to pay premium anymore because of waiver of premium. So this is a multi-pronged thing.
It is.
But here's the thing, and this may be outside your area of expertise. I don't want anybody sitting in my house. I don't want anybody. I don't want the people at the club knowing that I have a girl, you know, that
right.
helping me, right? you know, but it's in their best interest in so many ways.
Look, Scott, I speak as often as I can to seniors.
You do.
In groups of seniors and large groups of seniors. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people we've spoken to. In fact, I'm happiest when I'm in a room with people who need to hear what we're talking about. and need to make some important decisions. And the one thing I always tell the seniors is there's no stigma. There's no stigma to having somebody around to help you out. No stigma at all. Would you rather have somebody know that you have somebody with you to take care of you? Or would you rather, God forbid, fall down and go into the hospital and start using a walker because you broke your hip? What would you rather do? The whole idea is about mitigating risk and having people around to help you because you have some challenges. It's a fact of life. People age. People age. They have challenges. Their gait is not the same. They don't walk the same. Their steps are narrower. Their eyesight is not as good as it used to be. Their hearing is not as good. People fall down. People fall down. Sometimes they can't get back up. Having someone around is a safety net to make sure that they don't get into trouble.
And it's even better when somebody else is paying for it, like the long-term care insurance company for which you have been paying premiums all these years.
People planned for.
Right, exactly.
Is that.
Right.
And it does perplex me that people are reluctant or afraid to have someone in their home with them looking out for them to make sure they're okay.
I always refer
and
to
and by the it, way, just yeah, so you know, yeah, the caregiver is not the boss.
Right.
The care recipient is the boss.
I tell people that all the time.
They're
the
boss.
I tell people all the time. Well, the population that you and I come most in contact with always want they always want to take care of the caregiver. I tell people all the time, yeah, she works for you. You don't work for her. But what you're talking about is, I mean, we're smiling and we're laughing, but this is a really serious subject. I always say, people, getting help is not the end. It's not the beginning of the end of your independence. It's the beginning of the restoration of your independence. It is
Correct. Critical
to do that.
Scott, you. You know, you're a caregiver.
Right.
That's your profession.
Right.
I mean, how many cases have you seen where individuals have been trapped in their homes because of the physical infirmities that they have?
Precisely. All the time.
They become isolated.
Right.
They don't get up. They're afraid to get up. They don't want to take calls. They don't socialize anymore. That's a trap. And that's a beginning of a decline, of a cycle of decline.
Right.
Having somebody with you who's going to encourage you to get up and to go and to make you feel good and make you feel pretty or make you feel handsome and then take you out to visit your friends and so that you can have as normal a life as possible is so critically important to the mental and physical well-being of our senior population.
And the point that we're making is that if you have long-term care insurance, you may not believe that you qualify, but you probably qualify earlier than you think, should access it earlier than you believe you should, while it's in your important.
No question about it.
And we're going to talk more about this when we come back. But and if you have that policy, particularly if you have one of those lifetime policies and you're getting asked for a massive increase in premium, there is no better time than the present for you to access that policy. And we're going to talk more about that,
okay,
right?
Okay, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
We're going to talk more
absolutely
about that. So if you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. I'm here tonight with attorney Stephen Dunn. Stephen is an expert in long-term care insurance, in how to access the policy, how to navigate the vagaries of all of those policies. Every one of those policies is a little different. There is terminology we don't understand. People don't understand how to qualify. We're going to come back and revisit that in a minute. People don't understand that the waiver of premium benefit would forestall the impact if you access your policy on those increases in premium. People don't understand what an ADL is. People don't understand what an elimination period, all of these things are things that people don't understand. And as a result, they're either afraid to access it, don't know how to access it, aren't certain that they qualify. And all of those are things that are important that Attorney Stephen Dunn is going to tell us in the time that we're here. So if you're just tuning in and listening on 95.9, you've missed the beginning. I'm going to tell you how you can catch up later, but you're going to want to stick around. And, of course, if you're on 106.9, we're thrilled that you're with us. So we thank you. If you have questions for my guest or for me about long-term care insurance, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition, and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with one of my favorite people, someone that I have known now going on 8 or 9 years. He's a attorney that specializes in long-term care insurance. One of the reasons I like Stephen so much is he explains what he does in terms that are really easy to understand. The other thing is that, and we're going to talk about this before the end of the show, he typically doesn't cost you anything, which is a really, really important part of some of what he does, because if he sues it on your behalf and wins, the other team has to pay here in Florida. But that's secondary to the information that he's going to give us tonight about long-term care insurance, about the benefits, how you can access sooner, why you should access it sooner, the differences in policies. attorney Stephen Dunn out of Miami, but is licensed, working around the country now. Certainly here in Florida, he's the go-to guy for me. Anytime I ever have a question about long-term care insurance or a problem with it. Stephen, we touched upon it. We touched on it last segment, and of course, this is what often happens with you and I. Always started to digress. I think it's important to revisit the fact that people can access their policies sooner than they think they can because they don't fully understand how to qualify in the definitions that would allow them to qualify. And I think that's really important. The other benefit of that is that in most cases, not all cases, in most cases when you access your insurance policy, you go on waiver of premium, you stop paying premiums. What a nice idea. You get a raise on top of it all. But accessing it sooner so that you don't die with money on the table, for lack of a better term, is really important, right? I mean, this is
absolutely
an important conversation.
Again, you know, early on, I cited to a statistic that I think is really alarming. And I'll say it again. 70 to 75% of all long-term care insurance policies end because of the death of the policyholder, not because the policy benefits were used up. Which 70 to 75%, that means people are waiting too long to use their policy. It's not even a question of, you know, leaving money on the table. It's a question of, are people taking the proper steps to protect themselves earlier,
right,
than they are? Most people are waiting for a catastrophe, for an accident, for something major to happen to them before they access their policy. The policies are not designed just for that. They're designed to keep people safe in their environment by having caregivers present, either to assist hands-on with the activities of daily living, things that we take for granted, bathing, dressing, feeding, transferring, and continence. But the policies also will pay benefits for a caregiver to be on standby with the individual so that, let's assume a person is trying to get out of their chair and they're not feeling particularly well and they don't feel like their balance is good in that moment. The caregiver is there, standby, to help that individual get off the chair or off the couch or out of the bed, or help the person put on their shoes because their person's having a bad day. Just all sorts of scenarios where somebody's may not be feeling quite right in that moment and they need somebody there to help them.
Yeah.
That's the scenario where somebody is either going to have an accident or not. And if they have somebody there with them, the likelihood of getting hurt is going to be significantly diminished.
On the same topic, but slightly different, the other qualifier typically is cognitive impairment. You typically qualify once you have been diagnosed with some cognitive impairment. A lot of policies define cognitive impairment, and they define it as severe or some other policy. And I know that you feel strongly about this subject. So it is... It is on point with accessing the policy sooner rather than later. But can we explain that cognitive impairment, particularly in Florida, is maybe different than what your policy says?
It likely is different. And let me explain.
I know. That was a layup.
That was a slam dunk, Scott. So there are two ways to access policy, long-term care insurance policy benefits. One is the functional that we've been talking
right.
about, either standby or hands-on assistance with the activities of daily living. The other way to access the policy benefits is if a person is suffering from a cognitive impairment. Most of the policies define, they use the word that you use, severe cognitive impairment. What does that mean? Severe is a subjective term. Under Florida law, and let me explain a little bit about what that means. Florida has a set of laws that dictate the minimal requirements for a long-term care insurance policy to have. So they have to, the policies that are sold here and issued here have to comply at a minimum with the laws of the state of Florida, the long-term care insurance laws. Under Florida law, a cognitive impairment to me is very practically defined to mean that it is such that the cognitive impairment is such that the person is a risk of harm to themselves or others. That's simple.
Right.
And, you know, the way I approach the cognitive impairment trigger is that I'm not going to wait for my client to walk out of the house that first time and not figure out how to get back in the house, or leave the stove on that one time and, you know, God forbid there's a fire, or forget to turn the cold water on in the shower and burn themselves. There are many signs, many, many signs about a person's cognitive functioning. Memory, they're not recalling things, just judgment, or even as simple as you sending a nurse to the home of an individual for an assessment, and the nurse is looking around and seeing that there's stacks of mail all around the person, unopened.
Right.
Stacks and stacks. All of these things begin to tell a story about how that person is functioning.
These are all fascinating, and we're going to talk more about it. And actually, you just prompted another question. We'll come out about people that have had their policies expire for failure to have opened the mail. You just brought that up. We have lots of questions for my guest tonight, and maybe you do as well. My guest, attorney Stephen Dunn, is a long-term care insurance expert. You can tell just from the beginning of the show tonight that there is so much for us to talk about as it relates to this subject matter, things that we thought we knew, things that we didn't know we didn't know. It's really, really important. I encourage you, if you have questions for my guest or for me on long-term care insurance, you can give us a call at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. A most important show tonight with my friend and expert in long-term care insurance, attorney Stephen Dunn. We are talking about so many things about long-term care insurance that people have questions about or should have questions about if they didn't know they should. If you're just tuning in, we talked about accessing policies earlier than one believes. We talked about how to perhaps forestall some of those rate increases. We're talking about the definition of cognitive impairment. And then I want to talk about something before we move on to a whole host of other subjects relevant to long-term care insurance. Stephen, right before the break, we were talking about cognitive impairment, and you reminded me that, you know, sometimes people don't open mail for months and months and months. Policies inadvertently lapse, and you don't find that out till mom ends up in the hospital, as you described, fell, then go to rehab, now is home and on a walker, and then the kids from New York find out that the policy lapsed 18 months ago or a year ago because nobody paid the premium. That's a serious problem, but it's not a death knell in most cases, right?
No, it's not fatal. There is a statute in Florida and everywhere else in the country as well. I call it the unintentional lapse statute, and it's designed to protect people who have either been hospitalized due to some accident, and during their hospitalization and their rehab, bills came due, including the long-term care insurance premium, that they missed. The policy got lapsed. Or because of memory issues, bills aren't getting paid. The insurance, long-term care insurance premium is missed, and the policy lapses. So there is a way to have those policies reinstated by establishing either that a cognitive impairment was such that it precluded the person from keeping up with their bills, there was a lapse, or because of the functional issue, being in the hospital, being away from home, they weren't able to make their payment. There is also another way for policyholders to protect themselves straight away from that occurring, and that's by designating a third-party addressee, usually a son or a daughter, or a trusted third party, who will also receive correspondence from the insurance company when there is a threat of a lapse. It's not fail-safe to have a third party because sometimes third parties don't open those envelopes.
Right.
You know, you see them and you toss them. But it certainly mitigates the risk of a lapse.
Right.
And I've had many, many people call. My son and I, Kevin, who's also a lawyer, we get those calls all the time. And people do lapse their policies, and we have been able to get people reinstated.
I have seen you perform some magic. We had a mutual client who had inadvertently, because he had some cognitive impairment, not born of Alzheimer's or dementia, but for another reason, and he agreed to have his policy converted from a lifetime benefit to a shorter period of time. He never knew that he did that. He didn't want to do that. He would never have done that. He could have afforded to pay the premium. He didn't get any real benefit mm-hmm. out of that. And you, in fact, had it reinstated to a lifetime benefit, which was life-saving to that family. It really was. And the reason I bring that up is because you advocate for the policy holder, and I don't. And you know, we really haven't talked about that element mm-hmm. of what you do. Being knowledgeable is one thing; helping people through crises, if they've been denied a policy, don't understand the policy, agreed to something, or had a policy lapse. There are many people, they don't get taken by the insurance company. That's not the point, but they're not getting the full benefit out of their policy because of misunderstanding the terms of that policy and being told something by the insurance company that may not be exactly the way it is.
Thanks, Scott.
So if you're one of those people who thinks you've gotten run over by an insurance company. You're the guy to call. So if you're the guy to call, how do they call you?
Well, so thank you for that. Well, my office number is 305-868-1400. But let me parse what you just said, okay? Because, yes, in my law office, we have dealt with, I don't know how many now, 1,500, 2,000 cases where there was a controversy, an escalation that required legal intervention. So by the time those cases have filtered to my office, there's a crisis.
Right.
And so there also needs to be a way for people to proactively start their claims, understand their policies before it escalates into a legal controversy. So I started a company. I'm not going to get into it. We don't have time for it. But I did start a company called Paradigm Claim Services. And anybody who wants to know more about it can call our office, and we'll be happy to tell them. There's also there's a website, ParadigmClaimServices.com. But the whole idea around Paradigm is that we have a whole group of advocates who understand the whole long-term care process. And what we're trying to tell your audience and other seniors who have not even started their claim process to seek out advice. And Paradigm offers a very affordable way for policyholders to understand what they have, deal with that premium increase, even make a determination whether they might already be claim eligible. And if they are, then Paradigm can help to actually help them with placement if they are looking for a caregiving company, and help them process their claims A to Z. People should be proactive. I'm begging people who are listening to this, don't try to do it by yourselves.
Oh, is that the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have we been faced with somebody that wrote their own appeal letter and buried themselves in their appeal letter?
So many times.
All the time. If you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, here tonight with very good friend, but more importantly, expert in long-term care insurance, attorney Stephen Dunn. We're talking about long-term care insurance in so many different ways. If you missed the beginning, you're going to be sorry, but I'm going to tell you how you can catch up, so you have to stay tuned. But if you have any questions in the time we have left, give us a call, 1-877-960-9960, 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody, here tonight with attorney Stephen Dunn. Stephen is an expert in long-term care insurance, how to access it, what to do if your claim has been denied, how to take advantage of the benefits your policy offers you. And we're also going to talk about a couple of other problems before the show is over. Of course, if you have any questions for Stephen, 877-960-9960. Stephen, one of the things I get asked a lot about lately is the financial viability of the long-term care insurance companies. Those people who, of course, have Penn Treaty, and there's another one that's in trouble that are being liquidated. And then, you know, a lot of people are merging, and they all worry about what's going on, and are they ever going to be able to get paid? It's a real problem. It's a legitimate question. What do people do?
It's a good question. It does come up quite a lot.
Right.
And the insurance companies that do business in Florida, and this exists all around the country as well, part of the premium dollars that people are paying for their policies go into a fund called the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association Fund. And that money is designed to protect against an insurer having to go into liquidation. So it's like an insurance policy for your insurance policy. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect solution. And the idea, of course, is that companies should not be having to go into liquidation if they're managing their book of business properly. But it does happen. It's not, like I said, it's not a perfect solution because the amount of money available once a person's claim goes into the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association Fund is capped. And I believe, I'd have to check the statute. It changes from time to time, but I believe the cap is a $300,000 lifetime cap.
Right.
And some other limitations. I have helped people actually perfect claims through the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association Fund. I think it was a national states policy
right.
or two or
right.
a few, and Penn Treaty as well. I've helped a few people with that. But people shouldn't worry per se because there is protection in the event that occurs.
And $300,000 is a reasonable amount of money, unless you're 65 and are on claim and are going to live to be for 30 years and you had a lifetime policy. You're going to run out, and you're not going to get what you thought. I know people are very, very anxious about that policy.
Yeah. Well, that's another reason to not sit on your policy.
Right.
Really. I mean, again, I don't want people to get the impression that they should start a claim just to get around the premium increase. My conversation is never about getting around anything.
Right.
It's about dealing with the reality of the care that people need. And if there's a consequence to that, like a waiver of their premium, that's, like you said early on, it's a bonus.
And I think to that point, because we should be clear, we're not advocating anybody do anything they shouldn't do. If you are having trouble paying for your policy, there are alternative financing that people are not thinking about, and maybe they should, because they're more apt to use the long-term care insurance policy than they realize. Most people don't understand that there, you know, I don't know what the stats are, but it's somewhere in the 80% number of people that are going to need some long-term care in their lifetime.
Yes.
But there are other ways to pay for it that we both acknowledge are things that people could consider, right? I mean, you have some good ideas.
Well, so part of advocacy, you know, senior advocacy in this case, is not just getting somebody their policy benefits. It's looking at the whole picture, really understanding the assets that the individual has, how the extent of their policy benefits, and begin to plan. Like, what if? So let's say somebody has a bucket of money in their policy, long-term care policy, of $100,000. And now they're starting to use it, and they're using it at a clip of $3,000 a month. You have to start doing the math, and you have to start thinking, well, When is the right time to start figuring out how to pay for this when the policy benefits end? So there are a lot of ideas and concepts out there. One is the reverse mortgage, and I'm not an expert in reverse mortgages, but I understand conceptually that a reverse mortgage does allow for people, number one, to stay in their home. They're basically selling their home to the buyer. Buyer is giving money over cash. That cash can be used for care and other, you know, other needs. They get a life estate, meaning they're allowed to remain in the person who's selling their home is allowed to remain in their home. And once they either vacate or they pass away, then the owner of the home can go in and do whatever they want to do with it. That's one way to get additional money, or it's another financial planning technique that's available. Another one is the idea that people, a lot of people who have long-term care policies also have life insurance.
Right.
And a lot of people lapse their life insurance policies because they can't afford the premiums anymore. So there is a market out there where people will buy the policies for cash. And there's a whole process around doing that.
Right.
There are predators out there as well. So there
gotta be careful.
There are predators in every space.
Precisely.
And so you've got to always make sure that you're going to the right people or being directed to the right people through proper advocacy to make sure that what is being planned for you is appropriate and fair.
Right. If you just tuned in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. If you're a regular listener, we're thrilled that you're with us again. If you're new, we hope that you're enjoying the show. If you missed the beginning and you're sorry you did, with attorney Stephen Dunn, the good news is you can access the show because we podcast. Yes, we do. It'll be up and running on OMG, I'm Getting. All you have to do is dial up tomorrow on the Apple platform or any others. OMG, I'm Getting. My son-in-law told me he just accessed it on his Apple TV and listened to it on his TV, and I'm thinking it's a good thing there was no video attached. But he watched it on the listened on the audio. So podcast, OMG. We also put it up on our website for those of you who are not technology savvy and do not podcast. You can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. There is a radio link. It'll be up there around noontime tomorrow. And then you can access this show or any of the other shows that we've done. We're now entering our ninth year. We've just completed our eighth year. We can't couldn't be more excited about your support than that. But as we go forward, we have a lot of shows in the can, so you can certainly listen to them. Of course, if you don't have a radio, there is no excuse not to listen to us, because there's an app for that. Of course there's an app for that. There's an app for everything. TuneIn Radio. It's a free app. Download on any smartphone of any kind. Just set the reminder for 6 o'clock Mondays. That's when we're here live every Monday, 6 o'clock. And you just search WSVU. That's our call letters, 6 o'clock, and we'll be there. And, of course, we simulcast locally, nationally, and around the globe. www.trueoldiesfla.com, www.trueoldiesfla.com. You can listen anytime you like on your smartphone or your computer or anywhere at all. I am actually going to have surgery on Wednesday, so I'm going to be out for a week or two, but you won't be without a great show to listen to. Next week, the Department of Consumer Affairs, Bob Schelt, Rob Schelt and Jeff Eidelberg will be here. It was a great show when we did it the first time. It'll be even better the second, because you'll be able to catch what you missed. In 2 weeks, Dr. Chadwick Hampton's going to be here. He's going to talk about a new way to do knee replacements using the Navio robotic device, which is the only place available, is in Palm Beach. And the only place available for this in South Florida is in Palm Beach County, and the only person doing it is Dr. Chadwick Hampton. And on Labor Day, we will still be here, even though we won't be live. Dr. Robert Borrego will be our guest. Dr. Borrego is the medical director of the Trauma Center at St. Mary's Hospital, and we hope that you'll listen in. In the minute or two that I have left with my guest, Attorney Stephen Dunn, Steve, give everybody the contact information, because I'm sure there are people who have been denied, who don't understand their policy, have questions, are confused, don't know when to start, all of the things that we've talked about tonight. So how can they reach you?
Thank you, Scott. Our phone number, our office number is 305-868-1400. The name of my law firm is the Law Offices of Stephen M. Dunn, PA. We also have a website. You can check that out. And also, I mentioned earlier, Paradigm Claim Services, which is a company that I started. It's an advocacy company that helps people proactively deal with these issues that we've talked about here today at an affordable, very affordable price. And it's called, again, Paradigm Claim Services. And the website for Paradigm is www.paradigmclaimsservices.com. We're available. We have a passion to help our seniors. I want everybody to know that there are people out there, not just myself, people like you, Scott, and Irene. You're laughing. You know, you don't get a plug?
But I appreciate
people, it. I didn't hear you say anything about what you do.
I never do.
But you're a superb provider of home care to people. I know that because you have taken care of many of my clients.
Well, I do appreciate that.
Superb professional. Why are you laughing?
Well, no, it's
are you embarrassed?
I didn't pay him to do this, gang.
I promise you nobody paid me to do it. But, you know, you've been plugging, you've been telling people about what I do. I think it's only fair that they know what you do.
And thank you.
So thank keep you. Doing the great work you do, and good luck on your surgery, Scott.
Thank you.
Be well.
You're a great guest. You know I mean that. You've been here just a couple of times before. I know I can twist your arm and have you to come back.
Absolutely.
I want my audience to understand that Stephen approaches this. I met Stephen. I won't tell the long story, but I met Stephen because he did something quite miraculous. To a very, very good friend of mine, she became the lead plaintiff in a class action lawsuit that restored benefits to 8,000 people around the country by doing something that nobody had ever thought of. We didn't talk a lot about benefits tonight. We didn't talk a lot about the inflation rider in your policies. Stephen interpreted the inflation adjustment rider on your policies differently than the rest of the world had, and it ended up restoring significant benefit to over 8,000 people. And he's in, I don't know what the terminology is, but he's won Supreme Court cases. I haven't blown enough smoke for Stephen tonight. He is the very best advocate for people with long-term care insurance that I know. And I know a lot of people, and nobody does a better job than him. So I want to thank you for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
To come back. For those of you who are new to the show, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is the show here. We do it every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. It runs the gamut. We talk about medical issues. We talk about Alzheimer's disease. We're going to talk about preventing Alzheimer's in October with Dr. Galvin. Many of you know him. We have a whole host of great subject matter coming your way. I hope that if you're new, you'll continue to stay with us. If you're regulars, we're glad that you're, of course, stay with us. Every Monday night, 6 o'clock, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom, 95.9 True Oldies in Palm Beach County, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We want you to stay safe, stay dry. We'll be back. Have a great rest of the summer, even though I'll be around, and we'll talk then. So to all, have a great night. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Talk to you. Have a great week. Good night.